Okay, the Committee on Local and Federal Affairs will come to order at this time. Martha, please call the roll.
Chair Gonzalez.
Here.
Vice Chair Pilon.
Here.
Democratic Ranking Member Campbell.
Here.
Representatives Bracey.
Here.
Dudley. Ingram. LaRosa. Magar.
Here.
Moraitis. Powell.
Here.
Pritchett.
Here.
Rangel.
Here.
Rashawn.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Here.
Santiago.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Stone.
Here.
Van Zandt. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Martha. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. I'll ask everyone to please turn off your cell phones at this time. And anyone wishing to speak, please fill out an appearance card. We will start with House Bill 1411 by Representative Hooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, and members. It's nice to see you. House Bill 1411 is a local bill pertaining to Pinellas County. Currently, in today's statutes, a $3 fee can be added for the provision of police screening, police applicant screening. In Pinellas County, they're restricted by a local law that restricts them to $2 per infraction to do their police applicant screening services. This bill simply raises that to match what's in state statutes from $2 to $3. That's charged added to each citation. Mr. Chairman, there is one technical amendment.
You're recognized.
Amendment number one is a technical amendment. It changes St. Petersburg Junior College to St. Petersburg College.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Anyone from the audience wishing to speak? Debate. Seeing no debate, Representative Hooper, you're recognized close.
Debate closed, Mr. Chairman.
Without objection, show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Members, any question on the bill as amended? Questions on the bill as amended? Anyone in the audience wishing to speak? Members, debate. Okay, seeing none, Hooper. Representative Hooper, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wave closed, Mr. Chairman.
Having wave closed, Martha, please call the roll on House Bill 1411.
Representatives Bracey.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Dudley.
Yes.
Ingram. LaRosa. Magar.
Yes.
Moraitis. Pilon.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Pritchett.
Yes.
Rango.
Yes.
Rashine.
Yes.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Santiago.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Stone.
Yes.
Van Zandt. Gonzalez.
Yes. And by your vote, show House Bill 1411 reported favorably.
Thank you, Chairman.
You're welcome. Next, we'll do House Bill 1389 by Representative Diaz. Representative Diaz, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, those are my kids over there. Their first time in Tallahassee. He's sad. He heard that Eddie might vote against my bill. House Memorial 1389 is a memorial that expresses Florida's support for strengthening our relationship with the nation of Taiwan by encouraging U.S. Congress to continue efforts for bilateral trade and to welcome Taiwan's initiative to maintain peace in the East China Sea. That is the memorial, Mr. Chair, and I think there is an amendment.
You're recognized to explain your amendment.
The amendment simply corrects two Scrivener's errors by changing the word House of Representatives to Florida Legislature in lines 43 and 49. That is the amendment.
Okay. Any questions? Questions on the amendment?
This is well timed.
Seeing none. Anyone from the audience wishing to speak? We do have one, but he hasn't filled out an appearance card yet.
He can come.
Debate. Debate, members. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none. You're recognized to close on your amendment.
I waive my close, Mr. Chairman.
Shall the amendment adopted without objection. We're back on the memorial as amended. Any questions? Member, questions? You're recognized.
Why are your kids against this?
Because mom and dad might be going to Taiwan in the summer and leaving them behind.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing none. Anyone from the audience wishing to speak on this memorial? Members, debate. Debate. Representative Diaz, you're recognized to close.
I'll waive my close, sir.
Having waived close, Martha, please call the roll on House Memorial 1389.
Representatives Bracey. Campbell.
Yes.
Dudley.
Yes.
Ingram. LaRosa. Magar, Moraitis, Pilon, Powell,
Yes.
Pritchett,
Yes.
Rango, Rashine,
Yes.
Rodriguez,
Yes.
Santiago,
Yes.
Smith,
Yes.
Stone,
Yes.
Benzette, Gonzalez.
Yes, and by your vote, show House Memorial 1389 reported favorably. Congratulations. Okay, House Bill 979, Representative Mayfield, you're recognized.
Ooh, a little tall there, Pepe. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for hearing my bill today. House Bill 979, in 2012, legislation was passed to extend the life of the district. As part of the legislation, the district is required to submit a bill for the 2013 session to codify all of the prior special acts and court decrees into one unified charter. House Bill 979 accomplishes that purpose. It also combines all previous special acts and court decrees into one document and makes the district subject to Chapter 298, Florida Statute, which regulates water control districts. And that's the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you for the
promotion.
For the promotion.
You're quite
it.
Welcome.
Is there anyone, any questions? Questions? Seeing none. From the audience, we have Chris Lyon. Thank you, Chris. Anybody else from the audience wishing to testify? Seeing none. Members, debate. Debate on the bill. All right. President Mayfield, you're recognized to close. Martha, please call the roll.
Representatives Gracie.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Dudley.
Yes.
Ingram. LaRosa. Magar. Moraitis. Pilon.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Pritchett.
Yes.
Rango.
Yes.
Rashine.
Yes.
Rodriguez,
Yes.
Santiago,
Yes.
Smith,
Yes.
Stone,
Yes.
Benzette, Gonzalez.
Yes, and by your vote, show House Bill 979 reported favorably. Representative Mayfield, you're recognized to represent House Bill 981.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And there is an amendment to the bill. Would you like me to explain that amendment first?
Yes.
Okay, this amendment corrects the legal description of the district and makes other technical changes, and that's the amendment.
Questions on the strike call? Questions? Seeing none. Anyone from the audience wishing to speak on the strike call? Members, debate. All right. Representative Mayfield, you're recognized to wait close. Without objection, show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill? Questions? We do have Chris Lyon. All right. Thank you. Members, debate. Debate on the bill. Representative Mayfield, you're recognized to close.
Wait close.
Having way closed, Martha, please call the roll.
Representatives Gracie,
Yes.
Campbell,
Yes.
Dudley,
Yes.
Ingram, LaRosa, Magar, Moraitis, Pilon,
Yes.
Powell,
Yes.
Pritchett,
Yes.
Rango,
Yes.
Rashine,
Yes.
Rodriguez,
Yes.
Santiago,
Yes.
Smith,
Yes.
Stone,
Yes.
Benzette, Gonzalez.
Yes, and by your vote, show House Bill 981 reported favorably. Representative Mayfield, you are recognized to present House Bill 1009.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There is also a technical amendment to this that amends corrections to the legal description of the district. That is an amendment. If we could get that one first.
Yep. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
Okay. The amendment corrects legal descriptions to the district.
Questions? Questions on the amendment? This is on the bill or the amendment? Okay, there's no one from the audience. Members, debate. Debate. Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
I waive close on the amendment.
Without objection, show the amendment adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Members, questions. Questions on the bill. We have from the audience Terry Lewis. Thank you. Chris Lyon, you're not on this one? All right. Anyone else? Anyone else from the audience? Seeing none. Debate on the bill. Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having wave close, please call the roll.
Representatives Gracie.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Dudley.
Yes.
Ingram. LaRosa. Magar.
Yes.
Moraitis. Pilon.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Pritchett.
Yes.
Rango.
Yes.
Rashine.
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Santiago?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Benzette? Gonzalez?
Yes, and by your vote, your House Bill 1009 reported favorably. Good day at the office, huh? Next, we'll take up House Bill 1171 by Representative Harrell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is it on?
Yep.
This is the day for the Treasure Coast. Three bills by Representative Mayfield, and now we have House Bill 1171, which is we're doing this on the request of Martin and St. Lucie counties. As those of you who were here last year, you may remember we passed Senate Bill 800, which took the Beau Rivage section out of St. Lucie County and moved it into Martin County. It was an enclave community and was very isolated, so it's now become part of Martin County. Now, this is the kind of the glitch bill that's going to help facilitate this and really deal with just a few minor issues. And at the request of St. Lucie and Martin counties, what it does is it removes the following non-county levies from the interlocal agreement: the South Florida Water Management District and the Florida Inland Navigation District. It also removes any non-ad valorem special assessments for a solid waste management collection from the interlocal agreement. And it changes revenue generated to revenue collected, and changes the date of distribution to June 30th. That is the bill, and I do have one amendment.
You're recognized to explain that amendment.
This is a very difficult amendment. It removes the effective date of this act because there is no effective date in the bill.
Thank you, Representative Harrell. Any questions? Questions? Seeing none. Anyone from the audience wishing to speak?
Is that on the amendment?
Debate, members, debate on the amendment. Representative Harrell, you're recognized to close.
Right.
Without objection, show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Members, questions on the bill as amended? Okay, we do have Terry Lewis. Thank you. Anyone else from the audience wishing to speak? Okay, members, debate on the bill. Seeing none, Representative Harrell, you're recognized to close.
Wave closed, sir.
Thank you. Having waived close, Martha, please call the roll.
Representatives Bracey?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Dudley?
Yes.
Ingram? LaRosa? Magar?
Yes.
Moraitis?
Yes.
Pilon?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Pritchett?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Rushine?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Santiago?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Benzette? Gonzalez?
Yes, and by your vote, show House Bill 1171 reported favorably.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Next, we will take House Memorial 1405 by Representative Moskowitz. You're recognized to explain your memorial.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Also, thank you for hearing the memorial today. House Memorial 1405 deals with my constituent, Robert Levinson, who's been held captive. Robert Levinson served his country for almost 30 years. He's was a FBI agent for 22 years. He was a United States Drug Enforcement with the United States Drug Enforcement Administration for 6 years. And the country of Iran has held him captive and in captivity for almost 6 years now. He is an American who's been in captivity one of the longest in U.S. history. He has missed weddings for his kids, grandchildren that he has not yet met. The resolution calls upon Congress of the United States and the President to act upon the moral obligation and do everything they can to bring Mr. Levinson home. I urge you support this good cause and help me bring him home. Mr. Chairman, there is an amendment.
You're recognized to explain that amendment.
Sure. There are two changes. They're just technical in nature. Changes from the words Iranian Peninsula to Iran, and then it adds the President of the United States.
Questions on the amendment? Anyone from the audience wishing to speak? Debate. You're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Usually I would waive close. I just want to say anything you guys can do to help bring attention to this matter, the family is really looking for help. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Without objection, show that amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the memorial? Any questions on the memorial?
Mr. Chair.
You're recognized, Representative Pritchett.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Moskowitz, has there been any communication with Mr. Levinson at all?
Mr. Chairman.
Yep, you're recognized.
Thank you. The family has received anonymous packages and anonymous emails. The experts believe it's directly from the Revolutionary Guard. They've shown pictures of the family of him dressed in Guantanamo Bay uniform, holding all sorts of signs. This has been a national story in the AP and in CNN, and the family had heard nothing for several years until recently when they received these emails and these packages at their doorstep.
Follow-up, please, Mr.
Yes, ma'am, you're recognized.
Thank you, sir. So it is safe to assume we do know he is still alive.
Mr. Chairman?
Mm-hmm.
I can't comment on that because the experts haven't dated the photos, but what we do know is that within the last 3 months, the family received updated photos of him.
Any other questions? You have another follow-up? Go ahead.
Thank you. We wish you well. Thank you. I support your bill.
Thank you, Representative Pritchett. Any other questions? Okay. Seeing none, anyone from the audience wishing to speak? Debate. Members debate? You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Normally, I usually oppose memorials, but since this issue really relates to, someone who is from the United States, from Florida, and who is basically held captive, I want to urge everyone to really support this memorial, as I will support it also.
Thank you, Representative Rangel. Any other debate? Okay, seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I waive close.
Thank you. Martha, having waived close, please call the row.
Representatives Gracie?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Dudley?
Yes.
Ingram? LaRosa? Magar?
Yes.
Moraitis?
Yes.
Pilon?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Pritchett?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Rochine?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Santiago?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Van Zandt? Gonzalez?
Yes, and by your vote, show House Memorial 1405, reported fairly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next, we will take up CS for HB 617 by Representative Pilon. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You almost caught me off guard.
But I was eating.
Members, CS for HB 617 is a continued effort by the Department of Juvenile Justice to modernize our juvenile system and make sure that juveniles are treated properly, and also that community-based programs are able to function based on the community needs. Thus, the overall hope is to make sure that they don't become in our prison systems and continue a life of crime. Chapter 985 authorizes each county in the state to establish a county council for the purposes of encouraging initiation of or supporting ongoing interagency cooperation and collaboration in addressing juvenile crime. But it also creates 20 circuit advisory boards, one for each circuit in the state, all of which report directly to the Department of Juvenile Justice. Currently, there are 20 circuit boards that are active, and 40 of the county councils that are active, 22 that are inactive, and obviously 5 that don't even have any. This bill is the inactive county councils are not meeting the statutory requirements of reporting. This proposal would streamline the boards and councils and create 20 circuit advisory boards that report directly to the department. The current county councils would continue to operate as normal, but would report to the new district advisory boards. The circuit advisory boards will advise DJJ in matters that relate to the development and the implementation of effective juvenile justice programs, again, based on their community needs, and to promote public understanding of the Department of Juvenile Justice goals and initiatives by collective and talented individuals in those communities. The circuit advisory boards will serve as a conduit designed to assist with bringing the Department of Juvenile Justice's mission to reality, that roadmap that our secretary has put forth for the benefit of our young people in the state. The department will have a group that will serve as a point of interface between the department and the community, promoting public understanding and support for the needs of the youth in that community and with the direction of the Department of Juvenile Justice and the goals of the state of Florida. And that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Pilon. Any questions? Questions? Seeing none, we do have... Oh, okay. Representative Myers, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is for Representative Pilon. I guess the... I mean, in the counties that don't have, I guess, or have defunct organizations, I mean, what is happening? Is that kind of the goal of the bill, or is it broader than that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Moraitis, you were kind of fading away there down at this end, and I'm old, and I may have a problem in this ear. Can you repeat your question?
Is the bill mostly addressed at the counties that have defunct organizations, or is it meant to be broader in scope than that?
Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Representative. No, it addresses the entire system that was put in place of the ability to have 67 county councils. Only 40 are currently active. So in view of that, those that are remaining active or those that choose to become active still will have a voice in the community and will just have a sort of a chain of command, not a stovepipe, but a chain of command so that the circuit, which includes in some cases more than one county, that they can all be on the same page. It's administratively much easier. It's an efficiency bill in government and does not preclude any county from having a council.
Any other questions? President Powell, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Pilon, real quick question. My question is, I was looking through the bill. Is there a maximum or minimum number of members?
I believe it's 16 on a minimum, and you can add two. And there are certain ones that must be on there, law enforcement, judge, schools, providers in the community. So it's a very well-rounded group of people, basically the ones that are serving now in both of those capacities.
Follow up?
No, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move over to audience participation. We've got John Menendez. Thank you. Adriana Sekola. Thank you. Anyone else in the audience wishing to testify? Members, in debate. Debate? Seeing no debate. Representative Pilon, you're recognized to close.
Wave close, Mr. Chairman.
Having waived close. Martha, please call the roll.
Representatives Bracey?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Dudley?
Yes.
Ingram? LaRosa? Magar?
Yes.
Moraitis?
Yes.
Pilon?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Pritchett?
Yes.
Rango?
Yes.
Rushine?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Santiago?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Van Zandt? Gonzalez?
Yes, and by your vote, show CS for House Bill 617 reported favorably. Next, we have House Bill 1321 by Representative Rushine? I'm so used to calling you Holly.
Yeah, that's all right. You can call me Holly anytime. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Recognized.
Fellow committee members, it's my pleasure to present to you House Bill 1321, and this satisfies the will of the voters of Monroe County to change the Florida Keys Aqueduct Board to an elected board versus an appointed board. That is the bill, Mr. Chair, and there is an amendment.
You're recognized to explain that amendment.
This amendment reinserts language providing for an executive committee, a quorum, the effects of a vacancy, and bonded board members. It also eliminates outdated language.
Questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Anyone from the audience wishing to testify on the amendment? Members, in debate. Okay, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Waive.
Without objection, show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Questions on the bill as amended? Anyone from the audience wishing to speak? Debate, members? Any debate? Seeing none. Representative Rushine, you're recognized to close.
Waive close.
Having waived close. Martha, please call the vote.
Representatives Bracey?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Dudley?
Yes.
Ingram? LaRosa? Magar?
Yes.
Moraitis?
Yes.
Pilon?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Pritchett?
Yes.
Rango?
Yes.
Rushine?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Santiago?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Van Zandt? Gonzalez?
Yes, and by your vote, show House Bill 1321 reported favorably. Next is House Bill 1403 by Representative Rushine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome.
And it's my pleasure again to present to you House Bill 1403. What this bill does is it amends the procedure to fill a vacancy on the Key Largo Wastewater Treatment District Board. It also replaces the index used to calculate board member compensation, and there is an amendment as well.
You're recognized to explain that amendment.
This amendment merely removes the provision for increased salaries of board members because that was not in the original constitutional required notice.
Great. Having explained our amendment, any questions on the amendment? Questions? You're recognized, Representative Moraitis.
Does the Monroe County delegation support this bill?
They do. Mr. Chair, they do. All two of us.
Any other questions? Seeing none. On the amendment, anyone from the audience wishing to testify? Debate? Okay. You're recognized to waive close. Without objection, show the amendment adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Members, questions on the bill as amended? Questions? Seeing none, we do have someone from the audience, Cynthia Henderson. Thank you. Anyone else from the audience wishing to testify? Debate on the bill. Seeing none, Representative Roshan, you recognize the close.
Wave close.
I'm a wave close. Martha, please call the roll.
Representatives Bracey?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Dudley?
Yes.
Ingram? LaRosa? Magar?
Yes.
Moraitis?
Yes.
Pilon?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Pritchett?
Yes.
Rango?
Yes.
Roshan?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Santiago?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Benzette? Chair Gonzalez?
Yes, and by your vote, your House Bill 1403 reported favorably. We will go to House Memorial 1087 by Representative Santiago. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This memorial recognizes the 65th Infantry Regiment, also known as the Borinqueniers, contributions to various military campaigns, and urges the President and Congress of the United States to award the Congressional Medal to the regiment. That is the House Memorial.
I believe you have one amendment. You're recognized to explain that amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Actually, it's a strike all amendment. What it does, it corrects some historical references.
Great. Any questions on the amendment? Questions? Seeing none. Anyone from the audience wishing to speak? Debate on the amendment. You recognize the close?
Wave close, Mr. Chairman.
Having waived close, show the amendment adopted without objection. Back on the bill as amended. Members, questions on the bill as amended. You recognize, Representative Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had about 90 minutes of questions and debate prepared, but we've been doing so well. I think I'll just keep it at why has it taken us so long as a country to do this, other than the fact that we were waiting for Rep. Santiago to come along?
Mr. Chairman,
you're recognized.
I think
I have an off-the-record answer to that, but I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. I think historically that's what it was waiting for me to come along, yes. It's about time, and that's why it's a good thing for us to send a message to Congress. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none. Anyone from the audience wishing to testify? All right, members, in debate. Any debate? Okay, Representative Santiago, you're recognized to close on your memorial.
Wave close, Mr. Chairman.
Having wave close, Martha, please call the roll.
Representatives Bracey?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Dudley?
Yes.
Ingram? LaRosa? Magar?
Yes.
Moraitis?
Yes.
Pilon?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Pritchett?
Yes.
Rango?
Yes.
Roshan?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Santiago?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Benzette? Gonzalez.
Yes, and by your vote, your House Memorial 1087 reported favorably. Members, with that, we are done with our business. Representative Pritchett moves, we rise. Without objection, the committee meeting is adjourned.